Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will
and feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Not the law of thy,
not the law of thy.
My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law.
Forsake not
my
the
son,
law.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father.
My son, my son. My son, my son, my son,
hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy
mother.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Thy mother, thy mother, thy mother.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother.
The law of thy mother.
The law.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
The law of thy mother.
The law.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
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 The law of thy
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously. but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
When sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
And here is the Shilshi, the third Aliyah for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, picking up at verse 7. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in the frying pan it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meal offering that is made of these things, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And when it is presented to HaKohen, the priest, he shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take from the mincha, meal offering, a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And that which is left of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aharon's, Ubanayu, and his sons. It is a thing most holy, most isla, most set apart of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. No mincha, no meal offering, which ye y'all shall bring la Yahuwah to Jehovah, shall be made with leaven yeast. For ye, for y'all, shall burn no leaven yeast, nor any honey, in any offering of the Yahweh made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye, y'all, shall offer them, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but they shall not be burnt on HaMizbeach, the altar, for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy mincha, meal offering, shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of Eloheka, thy Elohim, to be lacking from thy mincha, meal offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou shalt offer for the mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou, the eye, shalt put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus chapter 3, and here at the Rebbe, the fourth Aliyah for this Torah portion, this Pasha, chapter 3, the sweet savor offering, third item, the Shalamim, peace offerings, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, our peace. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of Shalamim, Dechinet, Meswa'it, peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, Zakar or Nekebal, he shall offer it without blemish, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priests, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the Shalamim, peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. The fat that covers the inwards and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aharon's Benayel's sons shall burn it on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood, that is, on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahovah, to Jehovah. And if his offering for a sacrifice of Shalamim, a Dechenet Meswayat, peace offering to a Gziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous of he who be, who he be, Yahovah, Jehovah, be, of the flock, Zakar or Nakaibal, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aharon's sons shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away, take away, take away. HaKohen and the priests shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. He shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, and the sons of Aharon, Aaron, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering even, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye, that y'all eat neither fat nor blood. Blood. Blood, 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 blood.
Salamta Beit Eseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Way over, all of Mount Zion, that tabernacle, that tabernacle. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who just shall abide. It's only them that's willing to
do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all fortune. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. The future shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. The future shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me, I have something for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, Jah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you as joy, I need a little thing. Food, clothes and shelter and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty, all over the land. For the people, Jah people.
Salamta Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Hey, the man they believe they got man money in them 5 pint thing, 10 and pencil. Make condition bad for the earth man go. Condition good for you so you come. Earth equatorial is the night zone. Yeah. The lion of Judah throne. Oh, the lion of Judah throne. Yeah. The lion of Judah throne. Oh, Christians from ages never heard of Jesus Christ. It's just the earth which is burned to a Christ. Thanks be to heavenites, not the rights of the first estate. As the truth rightly divide, fire burn, you Luciferian bride. Fire burn, you Luciferian bride.
Obedience as they bring out the intellectual light. When lightning rasta struck the key in flight. How to city worker glow worm you got bun ignite. I ain't mother put fire amnesia. Yeah. Because of them the kind of some naga rap ya. Whatever the blood manifests ya the picture. First I'm seen as a Isja. Yeah, first I'm seen as Isja. Yeah, as Isja. As Isja. Yeah. No higher reality than parental order. Yeah. In earth as it is in heaven, remember. Where would the Eden be without life chance to opinion? Apple them cut in five to consult them demon. Trumpet blast to the nation. Trumpet blast to the nation. Yeah, remember your fathers and your mothers and step on the land. Yeah, no exterior armor, branch of deviation. No electrical escape from my current. Combine the love of the people is equal. As I Isja, yeah. King Alpha and Queen Omega. As Isja, yeah. Yeah.
to die in the effort in your secret chapter. Humble yourself, jock on this viper. Ayaya, slither on the belly for your lack of member. Yeah, Rastaman said I make your back surface dry. Yeah, Rastaman said I make your back surface dry. Yeah, filthy of thinking up ever. Yeah, filthy of thinking up ever. Yeah, recognize and heal him as he is dry. As a Ija, yeah, as Ija, yeah, as Ija, as Ija, yeah, as Ija.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Within the sum of the parts. And so here's what I began to do in my the Scofield study Bible, the English, you know, the basic, you know, the basic we say. And so part of what seems so complicated or complex in the Torah study has to do with there's the parts, there's the sum. And then there's the whole, right, the holistic, the whole thing, which is greater than the sum of the parts. And so here's what I began to do in my the Scofield study Bible, the English, you know, the basic, you know, the basic we say, what's the word again, for like the plane. Not the Parsha is the portion. Peshat, the Peshat, the Peshat. Peshat is like to say the plane, the plane, the plane, you know, the plain read, the basics. So here, going to our page here at Rastafari Groundation, going to bring that open right here for the third book. So in looking at the chapters and verses and just making a little note like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the Torah portion. So, for example, we're beginning here a new book, and here let's just update this. We're at the website, Rastafari Groundation. Some of the best practices and procedures. And what happens is that one try to, like, in a sense, like, swallow the whole thing or eat the whole thing. And it's too much, especially all at one time. And this is why the Torah, we call it the Torah portions, but it's like the bite size, like the manna. I think the manna is the best example. The manna hu, as it's called, but later to be known as the manna. The manna is the best example. So here with this week's Torah portion here, the first reading is Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. So at Leviticus chapter 1, I will put a 1 there, right, then go to the 13th verse and somewhere in the margin. Well, at the 14th verse, really, beginning of the 14th verse, I'll put the 2. Now, from Leviticus chapter 1, verse 14 to 2 and 6, so at verse 7, which will begin the third reading, I will put 3. In the margin, on the side, right? Or just a three. I usually do a three in the circle, or the number in the circle. Now, from Leviticus 2 and 7 to verse 16, right, to verse 16, which is the end of chapter 2, so that means at the beginning of chapter 3 is the fourth reading. So I'll put right here, over here, 4 in a circle. So that means that's the fourth aliyah, a rabbi, you know, the fourth Torah portion reading, right? In other words, it'd be like for the fourth day in the week, first day in the week, second day in the week, third day in the week, and so forth and so on. So here at the fourth, Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1 to 17, so going to 17, that's the end of the chapter, and beginning chapter 4 is the fifth aliyah, the fifth reading, the Hamshi, right? Hamishi or Hamshi, and we have the fifth. So I'll put a 5 there in the margin right next to chapter 4. Chapter 4 for the fifth reading to verse 26. Let's turn the page, all right, turn the page here to chapter 4 to verse 26. So beginning at verse 27 would be the sixth, Sheshi, the sixth aliyah, the sixth reading, like say for the sixth day. So from Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27 to 5 and 10 is a sixth. So the seventh reading is 5:11. Is at Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11 to 26, to verse 26. Now, here's the interesting thing. Here's the real interesting thing. Let me just put this note here at chapter 5. Now, some have gone through this for themselves. Because sometimes, you know, you're here, but you don't really do you know, so we learn more by doing. Of course, we get the basic instruction. You know, faith comes by hearing, right? By hearing. Faith comes, admittance comes by hearing. So when we go to chapter 5, verse 26, you might look in your Bible and say, hey, chapter 5 ends in the KJV, King James Version of the Bible, chapter 5 ends at verse 19. And that's because of the numbering, you know, speaking about the numbering, you know, in the manuscript, so forth and so on. That means, and we may have to update this or make some kind of a nuance there so that ones and ones can, you know, not, you know, going through the Hebrew at this present time can at least have the benefit of the results, you know, the best practices and procedures, as we're seeking to share right here. Hold on for a moment. Seeking to get some of our docs right here. Just, we've tried this for a few previous Torah portions, and it's really been helpful because then in looking over the, you know, the whole section, you can kind of see it within, you know, that mana, like the first day mana, the second day mana, the third day mana, the fourth day mana, like that. Okay, here we go right here, getting the homage right here. So where do we go? Where do we go right here? So, okay, now let me look at this right here. This is on our page at the Rastafari Foundation. And here, just taking a look at Hebrew for Christians, he has it to 6 and 7. So that means we go to chapter 6, verse 7. Verse 7, that means that in chapter 6, verse 8, I'll put a 1 there in advance for the next Torah portion. You know, I think that's Av, right? Av, command, for the next Torah portion. But we're not there just yet. So that means that the 7th Aliyah for the first reading in Leviticus, from the Hebrew perspective, chapter 5 has 26 verses. In the English, chapter 5 has 19 verses. So that means that the 7 verses, chapter 6, the first 7 verses, is part of that reading right here. Just a little note there, because I think maybe a few ones, if they have gone through that, might have come across and said, hey, what's up with that? You know, are there like missing verses? It's just numbered differently right there. So here we have the 7 aliyah for the 7 days, right, in a kind of a more disciplined, discipled kind of study. One can study the Torah portion, you know, that mana for the Shabuah, that bread, like a loaf of bread, in 7 parts, so to speak. So we have the first part, like for the first day, and this allows us more time to really chew, you know, to chew our food, to chew the cud, so to speak, you know, than just trying to take the whole thing, you know, bandafta, like in one, you know, one mouth at one gulp, you know, just trying to gulp down the whole thing and still trying to comprehend what it is that we have been reading and what it is that we are seeking to feed on. So here we're in the third book of Moses called Leviticus. Leviticus. So here, beginning at the beginning. Leviticus stands in the same relation to Exodus that the epistles do to the Gospels. Know the difference? Do you know the difference between the Gospels? What are the Gospels and what are the epistles? Well, Leviticus, the third book of Moses, stands in the same relationship or relation to Exodus, what we just fulfilled and completed, that the epistles do to the Gospels. So in other words, in this context, Leviticus is like the epistles and the Gospels are like Exodus. Exodus is the record of redemption. The book of Exodus, the record, the Sefer Shemot of the names, the Yetziat Mitzrayim, it is the record of redemption and lays the foundation of the cleansing, 1, worship, 2, and service, 3, of a redeemed people. So we have the foundation of the 1, cleansing, 2, worship, 3, service of a redeemed people. Leviticus gives the detail of the walk, 1, the walk, the tribe, 2, the worship, and 3, the service of that people, that redeemed people, Jah people. In Exodus, Jah speaks out of the mount to which approach was forbidden. So John is speaking out, shouting out, calling out from the mount, but to that mount, approach was forbidden. In Leviticus, he speaks out. John calls out, that shout out. That's where Vayikra, Tarto. He speaks out of the tabernacle in which he dwells, Shakanyahu. In the midst of his people, Amo, Jah people, to tell them that which befits, that which is proper, that which is befitting his islandness, his holiness, his set-apartness, kedushanal, his kedusha, right? In the approach to and communion with himself in the approach too. Now, the approach we call the Maghreb. Maghreb, Ethiopically, from the Karav, we have a Karov. In the Hebrew, Karov, some would say Karov, the Karav, to approach, Maghreb, to present, the approach too. And communion, the common union, Tawahido, communion with himself. So the key word of Leviticus is holiness, Kedishna, Kedusha, holiness, set-apartness. Holiness, islandness, set-apartness occurs 87 times. The key verse in Leviticus is said to be Leviticus 19:2, the key verse. So the key word is holiness, and the key word, right, is holiness, and the key verse is 19:2. Just looking at 19:2 says, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, ye, y'all, shall be holy, for I, the Lord, Jehovah, your Elohim, am holy. Ye, y'all, I and I all are to be set apart, for he who be, who ye be, our Elohim, is set apart, is holy. So that's the key verse, right? The key word, holiness. Now, Leviticus is in nine chief main divisions. The first part is the offerings, verses 1 to verse chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 6, verse 7. That's interesting. This is first Aliyah, the offerings. This is the first of the nine chief divisions. Second is the law of the offerings, chapter 6, verse 8, to chapter 7, verse 38. The third is consecration, chapter 8, verse 1, to chapter 9, verse 24. The fourth is a warning, a warning example, chapter 10, verses 1 to verse 20. The fifth of the nine chief divisions is a holy, a set-apart Elohim, a set-apart true good, true God, must have a cleansed people. This is in chapter 11 to chapter 15. The sixth of the nine key or chief divisions is atonement, chapter 16 and chapter 17. The seventh of the chief divisions is the relationship of Jah's people, the relationships of Jah's people, chapter 18 to chapter 22, chapter 18 to chapter 22. The eighth of the nine chief divisions of the third book of Moses, Leviticus, is the feast of Jehovah. Here we have chapter 23, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah. And lastly, but not leastly, the ninth of the nine chief divisions of Leviticus is instructions and warnings, chapters 24 to chapter 27, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7,
7. The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez, and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Samika, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fakareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Elitene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lezi Abese Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wistem and Sut, Allah de Hanene. وبالهانه ام كله اكوي اسمي زياكه يئتمن غسائل وسبحات العالم عالم امين ام هايك اباتاچن هوي بسماي متنور سمي يقدس منغستو تمطا فقاده بسماي اندهونچ انديهم بمدر تهون يئلت انجلاچنن ستن زاري بدلاچننم يقربلن ان يام يبدلو يقرندمنل ابتو ورفاتنا ناتاغبان ككفو هلو ارنن انجي መንግስት ያንተናትና ኃይልም ክብር መስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን።
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and behold unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have
psalm 22.
Mizmor kaf bet lam natseah al ayelet ha-shahar mizmor le-David. Eli, Eli, Eli.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Eli, Eli,
Eli, Eli. Why hast thou forsaken me?
Why hast thou forsaken me? Lama azabtani, azabtani, azabtani,
azabtani. Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, thou art holy, thou art holy.
Ve'ata kadosh,
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel,
Yoshev Tehillot Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. And my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, done this, done this, done this, done this. Done this, 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 done this.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God. Exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead, you are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim who twice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 22.
Mizmor Kaf Bet Lamnatseah Al Ayelet Ashahar Mizmor LeDavid. Eli, Eli, Eli.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Eli, Eli,
Eli. Why hast thou forsaken me?
Lamma Azabtani.
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Yoshev Tehillot Yisrael.
Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. None can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this.
Beit, Chaf Beit, Psalm XXII, today's daily psalm. Psalm 22, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm Chaf Beit. La menatzeach al ayeleta ha-shahar, mizmor le-Dawid. For the leader, for the chief musician, upon ayelet, al ayeleta ha-shahar, ha-shahar, ayelet ha-shahar, mizmor le-Dawid, cry for help. A Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, today's Mizmor, Mizmor Chaf Beit, Chaf Beit, Chaf Beit. Some enunciate as Chaf Beit, others as Chaf Beit. Psalm 22, a Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, but modern Christian exegetes are agreed that it describes a situation then existing and does not anticipate an event in the future. Future. Now, it's very interesting. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, so from low degrees to high degrees, here from the Sefer Tehillim. In the Sefer, we read and share some of the introductory notes. Now, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, 23rd psalm. Grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E. Yes, I. And kind of study to shew I and I selves approve. For many think say them no, but them not study and shew themselves approve, being guided by the Holy Spirit, then I know what them not know. So here in today's daily psalm, the hind of the morning, esteem the hind of the morning psalm. So from the Judaic perspective, they say a Christological intention has long been read into this psalm, this mizmor. But modern Christian exegetes are agreed that it describes a situation then existing. So they're trying to say that it's speaking about something then existing and not and does not anticipate an event in the future. In the future. Only to the Jews who call themselves Jews and are not would that be true. See, now we know better. Maybe back then somebody could think so, but not today. See, the Ayelet HaShachar, Hind of the Morning, a title, not a musical instrument. We have Psalm 22, the beginning of this trilogy of psalms, a trilogy of psalm. 22 is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion, so it does anticipate an event in the future of the time that it was first uttered, Mizmor LeDawid. Others go on, just to hear a little more, says that, quote, it would not be sound or safe interpretation to rest much weight upon certain coincidences, touching and impressive as these are to the mind of the Christian believer. Some have sought to dissuade we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, and true people who receive this psalm as that fulfillment, the Eli Eli Lama Sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me, psalm? The fundamental question is whether the speaker is an individual or the suffering people of Yisrael. And the true answer is both. The fundamental question is whether the speaker is an indivisible dual, an individual, or the suffering people of Yisrael. And we say the truth in HaMoshiach, in Christ. The answer is both. Now, Kimchi or Kimchi held the second view. Some hold the second view that it's not a suffering of an individual, but it's a suffering of Amo Yisrael. And refers the psalm to the second or to the period of Haman's plot of annihilation. So even as we look forward, even in the cipher, it's about Haman and time of Esther, Hadasha. Right, and the Haman's plot of annihilation on the authority of the Talmud or the teaching, which identified Ayelet HaShachar, which is the heading, with Esther, with Astir, Chester, Astir. Now, the language is not always agreeable to the hypothesis that David voices his personal distress under Shaul's, under Old Testament Saul's persecution. The most acceptable opinion
appears to be that the psalmist expresses his feelings, his sentiments, his soul as a member of the community, the common unity of Israel, Yasharel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of the true good, the true God, at a time and in an hour of suffering. Now, that's the notes that we have here in the Sefer Tehillim, right? We call it the Synagogue Psalter and the Hebrew Book of Psalms, the Mizmor Dawit. Now, upon the superscription, La Minat Seyach, Al Hayileta HaShachar Mizmor LeDawid, to the chief musician, upon Hayilet HaShachar, HaShachar, the hind of the morning. Some say, in all probability, this name, this word sound here in the superscription is the name of a melody to the accompaniment of which the mizmor, the psalm, the intonation, the chant, was to be rendered. Now, before we move forward in today's daily psalm, let's refer to the Schofield Study Bible, Talmudim, Chassidim, Chabarim. Let's refer to the Schofield Study Bible. And here, for today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 22, and there's a footer right here. It's on page 608. The Schofield Study Bible, the first Schofield Study Bible, the basic groundation, KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Here we have Ayelet Shahar, the footer down here, Ayelet HaShahar in the Hebrew, Ayelet Shahar, hind of the morning. They say it's a title, not a musical instrument. Psalms 22, 23, and 24, they form a trilogy. In Psalm 22, we have the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep, as we have in the Brit Chadasha, Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11. In Psalm 23, we have the great shepherd, quote, brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the eternal covenant. We have the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, tenderly caring for the sheep, for Jashib. In Psalm 24, we have the chief shepherd appearing as king of glory, Melech HaKavod, Yekavur Neguz, says, king of glory to own and reward the sheep, to own and reward Jashib. We have this in the Catholicos Epistle, the Universal Epistle, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. Just to get that overview right there, that today's daily psalm, that's also themed the cry, a cry for help, a cry for help, the Ayelet al Ayelet al Ayelet HaShachar, upon the hind, upon or on the hind of the morning. Psalm 22 is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion. The bones of the hands, arms, shoulders, and pelvis are out of joint. We have this in verse 14. The profuse perspiration caused by intense suffering. We have this in verse 14. The action of the heart is affected, also in verse 14. Strength, exhausted, and extreme thirst, in verse 15. The hands and the feet pierced, in verse 16. Partial nudity with the hurt to modesty, in verse 17. These are all incidental to that mode of death. Now, the accompanying circumstances are precisely those fulfilled in the crucifixion of HaMoshiach, Nabein Elohim Chaim, the Son of the Living Power, the True Good, the True God. The desolate cry, we have a verse 1 that begins today's daily psalm, the Chaf Veit, the Kaf Beit Psalm, the 22nd Psalm, Psalm XX, I, beginning off with the desolate cry of verse 1. We have Matthew chapter 27 and 46. The periods of light and darkness of verse 2. We have Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. The contumely of verses, a medley of verses, verses 6 to 8, verse 12, verse 13, refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 to 43. The casting of lots, the rolling of the dice, the pour, like Purim, the rolling of the dice, casting of lots. Of verse 18, we have in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. These all were literally in the spirit and the truth of the word fulfilled in the first advent of HaMashiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos. When it is remembered that crucifixion, note this, was a Roman and not a Yehudi, it was not a Jewish, Judaic, or Israelitish form of execution, but it was a Roman form of execution. The proof of inspiration should be irresistible and irrefutable to those that receive the spirit of truth and the truth concerning today's daily song.
מזמור כ"ב למנצח על איילת השחר מזמור לדוד. אלי, אלי, למה עזבתני? רחוק משועתי דברי שאגתי. אלוהי, אקרא יומם ולא תענה, ולילה ולא דומיה לי, ואתה קדוש יושב תהילות ישראל. בך בטחו אבותינו, בטחו ותפלטנו, אליך זעקו ונמלטו, בך בטחו ונבוטו. ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש, חרפת אדם ובזוי עם, כל רואי ילעיגו לי, יפתירו בשפה, יניעו ראש, גול אל אדוני יפלטהו, יצילהו כי חפץ בו. כי אתה גוחי מבטן, מבטיחי על שדה אמי. עליך הושלחתי מרחם, מבטן אמי אלי אתה. אל תרחק ממני, כי צרה קרובה, כי אין עוזר. סבבוני פרים רבים, אבירי ושן כתרוני. פצו עליי פיהם, אריה טורף ושואג. כמים נשפחתי, והתפרדו כל עצמותיי. היה ליבי כדונג, נמס בתוך מעי. יבש כחרס כוחי, ולשוני מודבק מלכוחי, ולעפר מוות תשפטני. תסבבוני כלבים, עדת מרעים הקטפוני, כארי ידיי ורגליי. אספר כל עצמותיי, המה יביטו יראו בי, יחלקו בגדיי להם, ועל לבושי יפילו גורל. ואתה, אדוני, אל תרחק, איילותי לעזרתי חושה. הצילה מחרב נפשי, מיד כלב יחידתי. הושיעני מפי אריה, ומקרני רמים עניתני. אספרה שמך לאחי, בתוך קהל אהללך. יראה אדוני הללוהו, כל זרע יעקב כבדוהו, וגורו ממנו כל זרע ישראל. כי לא בזה ולא שיקץ עינות עני, ולא הסתיר פניו ממנו, ובשבעו אליו שמע. מיתך תהילתי בקהל רב, נדרי אשלם נגד יראב. יאכלו ענבים ויסבעו, יהללו אדוני דורשיו, יחי לבבכם לעד. יזכרו וישובו אל אדוני כל אפסי ארץ, וישתחוו לפניך כל משפחות גויים, כי לאדוני המלוכה ומושל בגויים. אכלו וישתחוו כל דשני ארץ, לפניו יכרעו כל יורדי עפר, ונפשו לא חיה. זרע יעבדנו, יסופר לאדוני לדור, יבואו ויגידו צדקתו, לעם נולד כי עשה.
Psalm 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, hastily to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, done this, done this, done this, done this. Done this, done this, done this, done this, done this, done this.
ברוך אתה אדוני
ג'אנס יאס תפארי ג'אנס יאס.
It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah.
It was a
line of Judah.
It was a
line of Judah.
keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own...
Mizmor, Chaf, Vet, Mizmor, Kaf, Beit. La Menatzeach, Al Ayeletaha Shachar, Mizmor le David. Eli, Eli, Lama, Izavtani, Rachoka, Mi Yeshuati, Divrei, Ashaigati. Elohai, Ekra, Yomama, Uvelo, Taene. V'layla, v'lo, dumi ali, v'atak adosh, yosheva, tehilo ta Yisrael. Bika, batchua, evotenu, batchua, watafaletemo. Eleka zaikua we ni malatu beka batohua vlo voshu vlo boshu we anoki tola ata vlo isha kherpata damua ve zoi am Kola roi yalla igualia yafa tirua ve shafa yani uwa rosh golela yahua yefaltehua yasilehu kia hafet abowa kiata gohi mia batena Mavat ichia Allah shedehimi. Hele aleka, aleka, hashalachtiya mi rachem, mi bet enai mi. Heli hata.
Taking the first section first, right here. We have verses 1 to 8, 8 to 9, roughly around right here. We're going to pick up right here with these first, KJV-wise, was the first 10 or so verses. My God, why hast thou forsaken I? Why? My God, Eli, Eli, lama ezavtani, lama ezavtani, Eli, Eli, lama ezavtani, ezavtani, rachoka mi yeshuati, divrei shagati. Why art thou so far from helping I? And from the words of my roaring, Divre Shaigati, Divre Shaigati, Shaigati, Divre Shaigati, the words of my roaring, words of my cry, my calling. His despair, verses 1 to 8, we have the despair in the first 8 verses of the despair. Now let's note the fulfillment of this in the first advent of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, of Christ, in the first advent, the Bein Elohim Chayim. The desolate cry of verse 1 that we find testified to in Mateos, Mateos Wengil, in the Gospel according to Mateo, or Matthew 27:46, this first verse here, Eli, Eli,
Eli, Eli, Eli, Lama, Ezavatani, Rahoka Miyashuati, Divrei Shaigati. My El, Eli, Eli, Lama, Ezavatani, Lama, Ezavatani. Why art thou forsaken I? Why hast thou, in that context, the poignant cry of perplexity wrung from his and I and I lips in a moment of despair, when his and I and I prayers seem, when it seems, it appears to be, it seems to be unheeded, he feels that he has been abandoned by Elohim, and his faith, his trust in the truth, his trustfulness, his truthfulness, his faith, his admittance, his yea, his amen, is surely and sorely tried. The lessons, the testings, the trials, tribulations on that road, Jairo, the rocky road. Eli, Eli, Lama, Ezabtani, Rahok Amishuati, Divre, Shagati. Shagati, 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 Shagati is the Hebrew word that's commonly used of a lion's roar. A lion's roar. This is why in the KJV it says the words of my roaring. Dibre shaigati. When applied to the human being, it signifies a shriek of agony. Dibre shaigati. A shriek of agony. Here in the first verse, this first verse, the Eli, Eli, Lama, Ezabtani, Lama, Ezabtani, Rahoka Mishuati, Divre Shagati, Elohai, Ekra, Yomama, Wulo, Taene, Zulo, Taene. Oh, my Elohim, I call by day. Elohai ekra yomam. I call by day. I cry. The ekra is like a call. Ekra. Elohai hailiyai. Ekra yomam. Yomam in the days, in the daytime. Elohai ekra yomam. V'lo ta'ine. And no answer from the I, but the I answerest not. KJV brings it out as, but thou hearest not. More literally is, but thou answerest not. V'lo ta'ine. Wulo ta'inne, wulaila, wulo dumiali, wulo dumiali. And in the night season, wulaila, wulo dumiali. And no, I am not silent, and I am not silent, and there is no surcease. There's no surcease. V'lo dumia li for me. There's no respite from the suffering. Now, interesting, the periods of light and darkness that we have here in this bait verse, in this second verse. In the second verse, the periods of light and darkness, like a equinox, even in this time and in this season. The periods of light and darkness that we have in the second verse, we also have in Mateos Wengeb, the gospel, the good news, according to Matthew, Mateo chapter 27, verse 45. Here in this second verse, right, there's two or three witnesses. Every word is justified, is established. So we established that the Christological or the Meshahawi intent of today's daily psalm is yay, yay, and amen. They said the fundamental question was whether today's psalm, the 22nd psalm, whether the speaker is an individual, an indivisible dual, or the people who are suffering, the suffering people of Israel. We say the answer is both, but in the new and that living way, right? It's the indivisible dual, the individual, and the true Israel, the Israel of Jah Rastafari, Adonai Jah Rastafari, the true Israel of God. So we have the third verse, the Gimel verse. V'ata, v'ata, some enunciate, or w'ata, w'ata, w'ata kadosh, w'ata kadosh, w'ata kadosh, but thou art holy, thou art holy. Yet thou art holy, the I, kadosh, w'ata. Ata kadosh, v'ata kadosh, v'ata kadosh, but the I, yet the I is holy. The victim is puzzled by his experience. How can it be reconciled with the government of the world by Elohim, a true good, a true God, who is kadosh, who is kadosh, v'ata kadosh, v'ata kadosh. How can this be reconciled with an Elohim who is holy and therefore just, tzaddik, righteous? V'ata kadosh, Yoshev, Tehillot Yisrael. Yoshev, Yoshev, Tehillot Yisrael. O thou, the I, that art enthroned upon the praises, the eyes of Yisrael. Yoshev, 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 Tehillot Yisrael. KJV brings it out. Oh, and you see the thou is italicized, so it brings out the force of, but thou, holy. V'ata kadosh, the I, kadosh, that inhabitest, that is enthroned, that is seated, Yoshev. Yoshev, Yoshev Tehillot Yisrael, that inhabitest, that is seated, the praises, seated upon the praises, who is seated the praises of Israel. It's interesting. He inhabitest, KJV has, the word Yoshev, 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 Yosheb, Yosheb, right? More the ancient point of Yosheb, right? Modern point of Yoshev, Yosheb Tehillot Yisrael, who is inhabited, inhabit, who dwells, who's enthroned, who is seated. Vayashev, remember the Torah portion, Vayashev, Vayashev, he is Yosheb, the one who is enthroned, the one who is seated, enthroned and seated, seated upon the praises of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yashar El, the upright of the true good, the true God, often has Yisrael sent up to Shemayim, thanksgiving, the praise is going up for the barakah to come down, send up to Shemayim, thanksgiving for divine salvation in times and hour of stress and distress, and their praises, I praises of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's mighty acts have become a throne of glory, a throne of honor for him, for H-I-M, for him. How then can he be indifferent? How and why is he, even he who be who he be, is divine majesty? How can it be that he is indifferent to what is happening now? Is he indifferent to what is happening now? So here we have the spear of the psalmist and the speaker and I and I. Right? Right here, even in the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Well, the first three verses, actually, we spoke on this, how the superscription is a verse in itself, so it's actually one verse off from the Hebrew, but we're following along with the KJV and the basic Peshat, a plain reading right here. Make I now move forward to the first 10 verses of today's daily psalm, just to get a good groundation. We have 31 verses in today's daily psalm, not including the superscription, where in the Hebraic and the Masoretic it would be 32 verses, because that superscription to the chief musician upon Ayelet Taha Shahar or Ayelet Shahar, Hind of the Morning, Mizmor LeDawid, a psalm of David, that's included as the first, Hebraically speaking, proper verse. But we began with the Eli Eli, Eli Eli, my God, my source, my power, my El, my Hayel, Eli Eli, Lama Izavtani, my God, why has thou forsaken? Why has I forsaken I? Here picking up with the fourth verse, KJV, where it reads, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou deliver them. Our fathers trusted in thee, I. Bika, batachu, bika, in the I male and in no other. Bika, batachu, they had confidence, even confidence in the victory, the Yeshua of good over evil. Bika, batachu, avotenu, batachu, watefaletemu. Bika, Bika batachu, avotenu, batachu, watafaletemu. Our fathers trusted, were confident in the eye. They trusted, they were confident. Batachu, avotenu, 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 batachu, watafaletemu, watafaletemu. And thou, the I did deliver. The I did deliver them. Our fathers, avotenu. Avotenu, avotenu, avotenu. Our abbas, our fathers, avotenu, avotenu. Our, the our, right? The new part there. Avotenu, ours, our fathers. Supports the view that the mizmor, the psalm, was called forth by a period of national trouble and crisis, because they know who Christ is, the crisis, even Christ in his kingly character, called forth by a period of national trouble, the author considering himself as the spokesman of Amo, the spokesman of his people. Verse 6, Slika Slika, verse 5 in the KJV, verse 5 in the KJV. They cried to the eye and were delivered. They trusted in the eye and no other and were not confounded. Eleka zaiku wi nimalat ubeka batuhu vi loboshu wi loboshu and were not ashamed. Vi loboshu wi loboshu were not ashamed, was not abashed. Boshu, velo, velo, lo, no, boshu, were not ashamed. They cried, right, to the eye, eleka, za'iku, za'iku, eleka, za'iku, w'nimlatu, and they were melata, nimlatu, and they escaped. In the eye, did they trust? Were they confident? Bika, in the eye. Ka, bi, in ka, the eye. Vatuhu, batuhu, betach, confident. As confident, the victory of good over evil. They trusted. They were confident and were not ashamed. Wolo boshu, wolo boshu. Were not ashamed. They were not disappointed in their confidence. It always, confidence, the eifidence in the victory of good over evil, always proven, reliable, always faithful, always sure. Verse 6, but I, a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. V'anochi, 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 tola'at, 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 but I, we anoki, we or ve anoki, ve anoki, we and anoki, tolaat, 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 a worm, veloish, and not a man. Wulo ish, ish, man of distinction, a man of a standing. Wulo ish, charepat, 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 a reproach, charepat Adam, a reproach of the rank and file of regular men and people of Adam. Charepat Adam, uvazoi, ubazoi, ubezoi, and a reproach, despised, thought of as despicable by the people. A worm. Tolaat. We anoki tolaat. We anoki tolaat. Tolaat. Trodden underfoot and treated with contempt like a tolaat, a worm. The language of this section is reminiscent of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, description of the suffering servant of Adonai, the suffering servant of Yahweh. The people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, is called thou worm. The people of Yisrael is called thou worm Yaakov, thou worm Jacob. Jacob, you worm. Tola'at. And here the psalmist says, we anochi tola'at. The anochi tola'at. We anochi tola'at. But I am a worm. So we have Yeshaya, Esaias 41 and 14. So when we say the question, the fundamental question is whether the speaker of today's daily psalm, the 22nd psalm, is an individual, an indivisible dual, an individual, or the suffering people of Israel. So they'll make you go through and say, well, maybe it was a person, maybe it was the people, it was both. Both is true and is the truth. But all things in their order, right? All things in their order. So in the first context, we have a psalm of David with that prophetic intent as well as that prophetic fulfillment. He says, willo ish, and not ish. Willo ish, willo ish, and not a man, and no man. I am not treated like a human being. Now, it's interesting, the word ish here, as we point out, ish, it has ish for man, and it has Adam for man and for men. We have men of low degree, Adam, and men of high degree, ish. He says, I am no ish, v'lo ish, v'lo ish. I'm not treated like a human being. Or, I am so disfigured by the cruelty done to me that I have not the appearance of a man, as we have in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 52 and 14, where it reads, so marred was his visage, unlike that of a man, despised of the people, uvezoi, the zoi, despise of the arm. We have Yeshayah 49 and 7, as well as Esaias 53 and 3. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head. Now, you see, in the KJV, it says saying. That's italicized. It's not there. Saying. Kol roi. Yalleguli. Yafat irua visafa, the lip, visafa, yani urosh, they shaking their head, right? They shoot out the lips, call rai, all who see me, yala gu li, they laugh me to scorn. Right. They laugh me to scorn. Right. Here we have not just laugh, but a kind of a laughter to scorn. It's a scornful laugh. Yafatiru bisafa yani uarosh. They shoot out the lip. Yaftiru v'safa. Yaftiru v'safa. Yaftiru v'safa. They chew at the lip. Yani'u rosh. Yani'u rosh. Yani'u rosh. And they shake their head. They shoot out the lip. Literally, they separate the lips. They open their mouth wide to produce contemptuous words. They shoot out the lip. They open their mouth wide. Yafatiru v'safa. Yafatiru v'safa. To produce the words of contempt. We also have this in Psalm 35, round about verse 20, 21, 20, 21. They shake the head. Yani'u, 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 shaking rosh, yani'u rosh, yani'u rosh, an insulting gesture to shake the head, an insulting gesture, yani'u rosh. We have this also in Psalm 44, roughly around verse 15, and Psalm 109, around verse 25. Verse 9, Kiata gochi mi abaten mavatichi Allah shedei mi. Let him commit himself. Let him commit. Sleeker. Went to verse 9. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 8. Gol. Gol illa Yahuwah yifaltehu wa yasilehu ki yachafet sabowa. Gol illa Yahuwah yifaltehu wa yasilehu fi yachafet sabowa. Let him, this is what they, the word saying is not there as we have in KJV. You look at the King James Version, verse 7, where it says, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. Here we have this graphic picture of death by crucifixion. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head. The word saying is supplied right there, as we have right here in verse 7. Kol ro'aya yalalgu li yafatirua v'safa. Yani urosh, golele yahua yefaltehu, yasilehu kia chafetz bo. He trusted on Yod Hey Wehe. This is what they say. They're saying that he trusted in the Lord, you know, from a KJV perspective. He trusted in Adonai, Adonai, golele Adonai, yefaltehu, yasilehu. He trusted on Adonai, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. Let him deliver him. This is the taunt, which is directed. This is the taunt right here, directed at him as one who trusted in Elohim, the true good, the true God, in Yod Hey Weh Hey, Yod Hey Weh Hey, Yod Hey Weh Hey. Let him commit himself. Literally, let him roll. Let him commit himself to Yod Hey Weh Hey. Gol. Let him roll. Illa Yahuwah, Illa Yahuwah, Gol, Illa Yahuwah. Yahuwah. Let him commit himself. Let him roll. Again, we have this also in Psalm 37, round about verse 5, where it says, commit thy way to the Yahweh. But here the verb is used in a taunting sense, in a mocking sense, as a taunt. So we have this contumely of verses 6 to 8. Right here, and we also have Matthew Gospel 27, verses 39 to 43. These verses and these here taunts. So here completes at verse 9, right? At verse 9, this first section of today's daily psalm, the Chaf Beit psalm, the Chaf Beit, Psalm XXII, cry for help. His the spear.
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 Jehovah. understand. Your woman is just a man. Don't you judge him for his ways and flaws. No, speak of love tomorrow. You'll be doing good, my brother. You're working for the greatest cause. He without sin made all the first stone, and not even a pebble can cast. No, Pharisees and scribes crucify the Son of God. Be careful who your neighbor cross. Be careful who your neighbor cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cross. Be careful who your neighbor cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who your neighbor cross. Things is getting rougher and some can't find a supper. Much less a good breakfast, no. What a lucky thing, sir, Rasta youth no longer got. And not the dreadlocks that the world set fast. Judges are forbidden, forgive to be forgiven. When an head a man trespass, boy. Heckle, deckle, deckle, and the pot across the keckle. Yo, be careful who your nail pan crack. Be careful who your nail pan crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail pan crack. Be careful who your nail pan crack. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail pan crack. Today might be for you, but you might give me tomorrow. So don't count your ways too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride off is swallow. Come down off your big high heart. Some preaching religion when inside them hollow. And I dare judgment them bad. Boy, and I go like them a God when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who you nail from cross. Be careful who no nail from cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail from cross. Be careful who your neighbor cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cry. Don't throw no word, I beg you, don't throw no stone. If you're living in a house of glass, do one to others as you do to your own. You never know when your mind cross past. Have a look within, cause another one's win. That should not be your loss. If the table spin, you will have up on a grin. Be careful who your neighbor cry. Be careful who no neighbor cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cry. Be careful who your neighbor cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cry. Be careful who no neighbor cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cry. Be careful who no neighbor cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no neighbor cry.
Shalom, brothers. Shalom, brethren, fellow disciples. Yes, I. So here in today's Daily Psalm 22nd, we're going to zoom forward 11 verses. Let's zoom forward. We left off with verse 11, the last section, section 9 to 11, the first section, verses 1 to 8 in today's Daily Psalm, the cry for help, the Kaf Veit, or the Kaf Beit, the 22nd Psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malachi and Sedek, Melchizedek, and Melchizedek Order, yes? So we're going to zoom forward. Now, while we're zooming forward, we mentioned it in the last section right there, but once again, at verse 22 in today's daily psalm, which is a graphic picture of death by crucifixion. It is David, Dawid, Amizmor le Dawid, David, the man who is after and was after Adonai's own heart, right? After Adonai's own heart, right? And heartically revealing even these psalms and songs of praise and these odes, these shir, the shirim, and these psalms and the zimrot, these chants, these aizes, praises. Now, there's a key as we zoom forward. Because, you know, this psalm is the first of a trilogy of psalms, as we mentioned. And the Scofield Study Bible also points out we have to remind ourselves and also I and I listener of this. So in the meditation time, meditate upon this, that Psalms 22, 23, and 24, they form a trilogy, even a divine trinity of psalms. And today's daily psalm is the beginning of these three. right? And we're looking forward, right? Looking forward to the Haman's plot of annihilation and the connection even in the title, Ayeleta HaShachar, you know, Hain upon the Allah, Ayeleta HaShachar, upon the Hain of the morning. Now, even the Ayelet, you know, structurally in the Hebrew is feminine, and some connect that with Chester or Astir, Esther, right? And we look at Purim, and there's an interesting verse that we have, verse 18, the casting of lots, right? The casting of lots that we find in verse 18, also in connection with that fulfillment in the first advent of Yeshua, the HaMoshiach, Moshiach ben Yosef. So we have the Joseph connection here, even in the season, the Torah portion, reading and feedings, and here in this season with Yosef, Joseph. Joseph, or Yosef, a type of Christ. Joseph, a type of Moshiach, a type of Christ. Right? So we have Joseph as a type of Christ. Right? And the basic, the first principles, what be the first principles? The basic groundation. Right? The basic groundation. Coming to that ground zero. Right, because after he delivers us, you know, from the dead, you know, he brings us up from the depths of the sunken place, of the fallen state, from Babylon, from confusion, to bring us to that ground zero of truth and right. Right, so thus we study, thus we give ear, Shema, give ear. So we have today's daily psalm, and in the opening, notice in the opening three verses, what were the opening three verses of today's daily psalm? Because it's going to connect right here, and the reason why, because verse 22, it breaks from the crucifixion to the resurrection. This is what we have to get to. Right? He was crucified one time for all time. Right? So to give ear, to hear, right, to study, to grow in grace and that knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach in spirit and in truth. So as we grow, so we first need to get to know, right, what the cross, right, was all about in spirit and in truth. Right? Now, once we do, and also that fulfillment of the prophetic word, and here we have Psalm 22. Now, we touched on a little bit in the intro how some, right, Jews or Yehudi, right, whether they're black or white, that's irrelevant, but it's what is their view of HaMoshiach, Yeshua, right? That's the key, right? In the first advent, because before we can get to the second advent, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the first, the imperial majesty, Nugusa Negesse, Ethiopia, Siyume, Xiavia has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. But we must recognize precept on precept, line on line, here a little, there a little, first things first. So here with the Psalms is the Hebrew, the true Hebrew liturgy, right? But they require study, especially coming out of Babylon, right, from this Western Gentile, from this confusion, right? Study to shew I and ourselves approved to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God as workmen, and need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have these first three verses, right? These first three verses, Eli, Eli. Lama izavtani rachoka mi yeshuati divrei esharati. My God, Eli, Eli. My God, my God. Lama, why izavtani? Why have you forsaken me? Lama izavtani rachoka mi yeshuati divrei esharati. Sha'irati, the words of my roaring, my cry, my roaring, like a lion roars. Elohai, ekra yomam, wilo ta'ina, ta'ine, wil laila, wilo dumiyali. Oh my, Elohim, Elohai, hailiai, Elohai, Elohai, ekra yomam. I cry in the daytime, Wulo ta'inne, and you do not answer I. Wulo v'lo ta'inne, and you don't answer I. KJV says, you hear us not, but it's you don't answer I. V'layla, 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 and in the layla, the night, v'lo dumiyali, and there's no surcease, right? There's no surcease, I'm not silent. I'm not silent. The night season, and I am not silent. With Lord Dumiyali, there's no dumbness. I'm not silent. There's no silence for I, right? Because my roaring, the divrei, divrei, sharati, the words of my roaring, the words of my crying, not the boo-hoo-hoo, but just shout like a roar of a lion, shagrati, 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 divrei shagrati. Verse 3 right here, v'ata kadosh yoshev tehilot Yisrael, but thou and the I, v'ata, 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 v'ata kadosh, v'ata kadosh, v'ata kadosh, or v'ata kadosh, and the I kadosh, holy, yoshev, yoshev tehilot Yisrael, Yosheva Tehilot Yisrael, that is enthroned, enthronest, you enthronest, you seatest the praise of Israel. You seatest the idea, you seatest the pun, but there's not that within the Hebraics of it all. It says, and you, the I is Kadosh, 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 Vata, Vata, Kadosh, Yoshev. You seat, you who are seated, Yosheb, Yosheb Tehilot Yisrael, Yosheb Tehilot Yisrael, Yosheb Tehilot Yisrael. You who are enthroned, Yosheb, you who are seated, right? The praises of Israel. So here, as we continue and fulfill today's daily song, we just have to make this connection here, because it's a very important connection. Hopefully in the iteration, the ones have more time to unpack, as it were, you know, within that silent pre and iteration and meditation, the study time, the gems, the spiritual gems in today's daily song. But what happens a lot of times is that, because it is, even from the first words, that crucifixion song, I think people run into that. Right? It's a powerful, you know, psycho-spiritual event horizon, the crucifixion, right? And we understand what it is, and we start to really see our born again, our new life in the King of Kings Christ, you know, and start to recognize, you know, what it means, right, to suffer with him. Even with the season, the Hanukkah season, the Maccabee season, right, we have that suffering, that Maccabee fight to the Hanukkah light. Right, so after coming through that fight, and the fight is to be found in the verses that come after, say, verse 3. You know, we went through the first 11 verses, right? And now we're going to go over, right, or rather fly over, zoom forward over the next 11 verses. Why? Because we're breaking from the crucifixion to resurrection. Need to break from the crucifixion to resurrection, as it does in today's daily psalm, the 22nd psalm. So 22:22. That's what we're beginning right here, 22:22, right? Today's daily psalm. I will declare thy name to my brethren. I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, the aggregation, will I praise thee, I. Esapra shemeka le echai bitoka kahala ehaleleka. Ehaleleka, betok kahal, ehaleleka, ehaleleka. I will praise, I will hallelujah, I will exalt, I will lift the eye up, I will exalt the eye, I will big the eye up. Esapra shemeka le echai. I will declare thy name, the character of the Savior, the character. Right, so we have the risen Moshiach. Remember the Messiah in the first Advent, the Moshiach Ben Yosef. And where are we in the Torah portion, reading and feeding in the Shemester? With Joseph, a type of Christ. The risen Moshiach declares and declaring to his brethren, to the Echai, my brothers, Le Echai, declaring. Shemeka, Esapra Shemeka, Le Echai, declaring the name. So the risen Christ declares to his brethren the name, Hashem. And what name? He declares Ab, Abba, Abba. We have Ab as the seed of the Abba, Ab. He declares Ab, Father. He declares the true good, the true God's name, the sustainer's name, Egazi Ab Her, declaring the sustainer, the good, the kind, the generous Ab, the generous Father. He declares his name to his brethren, to I and I, to the brethren,
The brethren are those who are united to Chaberim, Chaber, Machaber, right? Chabere, Machaber Tenyoch, right? The Machaber, the society, even the line of the tribe of Judah society, the Machaber, the Chaberim. Those who are united to him by the ties, right? Both of go from the foundation of that race. What's the race? The seed. The seed and the hymenot. Both the seed or the race and the hymenot that unite the brethren, those united to him, the congregation, the aggregation, in the midst of the congregation, in the midst of the in the midst, betok, in the midst, kahal, betok, kahal, let's say in the midst of the church, betok, kahal, in the midst of the aggregation, those gathered together, the kahal. In fact, the word kahal in the New Testament sense is one of the primary words used for church, the gathering, the assembly, the congregation in the sense of the assembly, the assembly, the assembly. He must publish his experience as widely as possible, must publish his experience, must publish our testimony of his divine majesty, B'Shem Yeshua, as widely as possible. This is this verse right here. This is the verse where, verse 22, Psalm 22:22, right? And in these verses here, we have the gratitude, the miskana, the Torah, the thanksgiving, the thanks offering, the praise, the Isaiah. We have the resurrection. Get up, stand up, the resurrection, because verse 3 said that the eye is Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, the I, Yoshev, that you, the I, inhabitest, right, inhabitest the praises of Yisrael. So that means when we praise he who be who he be, that he who be who he be, he is in the midst, Yoshev, Tehilo, to Yisrael, Wa'ata Kadosh. Atak Adosh, Atak Adosh, Atak Adosh, and the eye is holy, set apart. Abba, Kedus, Atak Adosh. So here's verse 22. Let's push forward. Y'all that fear, rephrase, y'all that reverence, respect the Lord Adonai, praise, Isaiah him. Y'all that respect Adonai, praise, Isaiah him. All ye the seed of Yaakov, of Jacob, glorify him and reverence him. All ye the seed of Yisrael. Yireh Yahuwah, Halleluhu, kol zera Yaakov. Kavaduhu, with guru. Mimenu kol zera Yisrael. Yireh Yahuwah, those who reverence, Yireh, he who be, we be, Yodhei, Wehei, Yireh Yahuwah, Halleluhu, Halleluhu, praise him, Halleluhu, praise who, praise him, Halleluhu, Yireh Yahuwah, Halleluhu, kol zera. Yaakov, all you see, call Zera Yaakov, Kabaduhu, glorify, honor him, Kabaduhu, glorify he, even he who be, we be, V'guru, right, and fear, right, and fear, and stand in awe. Stand in awe, Yiguru, Miyamenu, Yiguru, right, Wiguru, right, and in reverence, in awe, here we have in awe, so praise those who respect him, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob, glorify, honor him, and stand in awe of him, all ye, y'all, the seed of Yisrael. This and the following verses, they contain the wording of his proclamation of Jah's wondrous aid. Y'all that reverence, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei. This is addressed to a section of the community, the common unity, the society whose reverence of Jah distinguished them above the rest. Y'all that respect, have a reverence to even give ear right, to the build of the Torah portion, reading and feeding and the daily psalm, having a reverence. Also, we have the same idea in Psalm 115, round about verse 13, and also Psalm 118, round about verse 4. Round about verse 4. Let's push forward. Verse 24, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he crieth to him, he heard. But when he crieth to him, he heard. Ki lo vaza vaza. Ki lo vaza. With lo shikata eyanuta oni. With lo hisatira panayo mimenu uva shavo. Elio Shamea, for he hath not despised. He hath not despised nor abhorred the lowliness of the poor. Ki lo vaza willo shekata ayinuta oni. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. Uva shavo elayo shamea. He heard, he hears. He heard and he hears. Despise heartless men who glory only in their physical or the five cycle, you know, the carnality of physical might, despise the weak, as we had in verse 6. Not so the true good, the true God, who is considerate of their defenseless state. The poor are the helpless who are at the mercy of the strong. He does not hide his face, is a theme we have in Psalm 10, round about verse 11, and Psalm 13, round about verse 2. But let's push forward. Let's push forward, Chabarim, verse 25. My praise shall be of thee, I, in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Rephrase that reverence, that respect he who be who he be. Me'ayitika te'hilatiya bik'ahala rav nida'aya. Eshalema negeda yireayo. My praise shall be of thee. Meitika te hilati of thee in the great congregation. Bik ahal rav. In the great congregation, I will pay my vows. I will pay my vows. Nedarai eshalem. Make peace, shalom, I'll pay. Nedarai eshalem. And negeda yireayu. Before them that yireayu, who respect the yireayu. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. For Iver Yochlua Inawim with Yisabaua Ye Hallelujah Yahuwah Dore Shayo Yehia Levavikem Laad Yehia Levavikem Laad. Heart live forever for Iver. So what we have here, from thee cometh my praise. It's interesting the Hebraics of it brings out that from the I cometh my praise here in verse 25. Me'itika tehilati, my praise. Me'itika tehilati, my praise cometh from thee, cometh my praise. Me'itika tehilati, my praise. The salvation which has come to him from Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, is the cause of his public act of thanksgiving, right, of thanksgiving. And this too, right, did Moshiach do, right, even and especially in that suffering. Another key, he says, I will pay my vows. Nidarai Shalem. Nidarai Shalem. I will pay my vows to Shalem, Shalem, Shalom, make peace. The sacrifices which he vowed to bring if he escaped. Escaping this, what he would do before them that respect him. Not before any and everybody, but before he says, Neged Yireayo. Neged Yireayo. Before those who respect, who reverence him. In the presence of his worshipers, the worshippers, the true Isises, thanksgivers, yes, I, to make his indebtedness to Jah Rastafari widely known, right, as he would publish his experience as widely as possible. And here when he says before them that reverence, that respect him, often translated as fear, but we get into the study of the Hebrew, it has a sense of reverence, right, respect, that respect him in spirit and in truth, that reverence him. Let the humble, right, the meek, so the meek, the humble, let the humble, the meek eat. Let the humble, the meek eat and be satisfied. Yochlu, 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 innaweem, 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 aware, yisha ba'uwa, ye hallelujah, ye hallelujah, ye hallelujah, right, and be satisfied. The humble eat. Right, and be satisfied and praise. Yahallelujah, 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 Yahweh. Doreshayo, Yechi, Levavikem, La'ad. Let them praise Yahweh. Let them praise, let them praise, let them praise. Yahallelujah, Yahallelujah, Yahallelujah. Let them praise. Isis, Yahweh, Yodhei, Wehei, He will be, we be His divine majesty. That seek after Him. Doreshayo. Dorshayo, Dorshayo, those who seek after, right? Those who are seeking after him, right? May your heart be quickened, be lively. Yechi levavikem la'ad, forever, la'ad. Yechi levavikem, levavikem la'ad, forever and ever. Let the humble eat. It's a votive sacrifice was eaten by the offerer. In Leviticus chapter 7, verse 16, and he invites the humble. He invites the humble to share in it. So we have Leviticus, the sacrifice, the votive sacrifice that was eaten by the offerer. In Leviticus chapter 7, verse 16, the invitation, he invites the humble to share in it. By participating in this common meal, they become knit, right, into a brotherhood, into the Wendemamachnet, the brotherhood, the Chabarim. The Machiver, even society of His Majesty, because of that, right? That breaking bread, that eating. But we see the intimate connection with the Torah, right? In Leviticus chapter 7, verse 16, and here in the liturgy, the Mizmor Ledawi, may your heart be quickened forever. He pronounces a baraka, Yechi Levabekem La'ad. This is a blessing. This is a baraka, baraka, right? Baraka, Bereket. He pronounces a blessing upon his guests. They, like him, had suffered. Even the reasons for the season had suffered, may they be encouraged by what had happened to him and their spirit, their irit, be forever fortified, be forever, as you say, firmed up, strengthened in the King of Kings Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, let's push forward. We have verse 27. Verse 27. Yezikaru, Yezikaru, Yezikaru. Remember, right? They shall remember. Yizikru, where Yashuvu, Eta Yahuwah, Kola, Afase, Aretz, where Yisa Tachewu, Le Paneka, Le Faneka, Kola, Mia Shippahot Goyim. Kol Mia Shippahot Goyim. All the ends of the world shall remember. Yizikru. Yizikrua shall remember. We, or vi, some say vi yashuvu, we yashuvu, illa Yahuwah kol afse aret. We, yishitachevu, we yishitachevu, yishitachevu, yishitachevu lefaneka kol miyashipuchot goyim. And all the kindreds of the nation shall worship. Shall worship. Yishtachavu, yishtachavu, yishtachavu. Shall prostrate, worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Yahweh's, and he is the governor among the nations. Ki la Yahuwah mama hamluka, the kingdom, Ua Moshel Bagoyim, and he is the Moshel Bagoyim, the governor among the nations. Ki ala Yahuwah Hamelukha Ua Moshel Bagoyim. For the kingdom is he who be, who he be, his divine majesties, Ua Moshel Bagoyim, and he is the governor among the nations. Now, here, right here, also with the connection with verse 30 coming up, the kingdom is Jehovah's, it's Jah's. In verse 30, Adonai is in view as ruling on behalf of Yahuwah, Jehovah. Now, we have Psalm 110, also with Matthew chapter 22, verses 42 to 45, a particularly interesting study right there. The great end, the fulfillment, the end. Right, the great end in that sense, an object of the rule of Adonai, the Lord, Adonai, is the restoration of the kingdom of Yahuwah, Jehovah. So let's recognize, it's very interesting, we get into the names of deity or the divinity and what they tell us in the particular usage that we have. So we have these three verses right here, Chabarim. All they that be fat upon the earth, all fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to Adonai. Here's the Adonai name. For a generation, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he hath done this, that he who be, who he be, hath done this. For the kingdom is Yahweh's, and he is the ruler over the nations. The horizon of his outlook has been broadened until it now reaches the limit. He began with the fearers, the respecters of Jah, Jehovah, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. He proceeded next with the seed, the race of Yaakov and Yisrael. And now he envisages, right, the vision, Zion, the vision, all humanity as worshippers of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Just remember, when men serve idols, they forget Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. We have this in Psalm 9, roughly around verse 18. In turning from Teshuva, repentance, turning away from their folly, this is how they remember Ab, Ha'ab, even the Father. All the kindreds of the nations in fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham. Abraham, the exalted Ab, Father. We have this in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. So the kingdom that we have mentioned in verse 28, for the kingdom, right, for the kingdom, Ki Ela Yahuwah, Ha-Melucha, the kingdom is the kingship, the universal sovereignty of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egziyahu, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is the supreme aspiration of the Bible and the biblical doctrine and teaching. Its finest enunciation is the text that we have in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, which concludes every Yehudi and Judaic service according to the tribe and tradition. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Now, here in speaking about all the fat ones of the earth. Now, King James adds in they that be, but really taking that out and reading just the non-italicized, all fat upon the earth, or all fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, all the fat ones of the earth. See, the sweep of the psalmist's aspirations is all-embracing, even they who were arrogant in their prosperity, ignore Jah and Jah's will humble themselves before him, shall eat. They have eaten, the prophetic perfect. Eat is defined, right, by verse 26. They will bring offerings to the sanctuary. See, they're going to bring the offering to the sanctuary. This is how they're going to eat. They're going to bring offerings to the sanctuary, to the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, to the sanctuary, to the chapel, and partake, right? And that's in the partake of the food, but in the sense of spiritually in the new and the living way of the flesh, as you understand the bread and the wine, the Eucharist, as an act, and the chalice, the bread and the cup, as an act of that worship. All they that go down to the dust, all men without expectation or exception, since all are mortal. This is the reality, right? The reality point right here in verse 29. Achlu, 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 why yishatachu kola bishne aretz lefanayo yikareu kola yordeya afar nafsho lo chia. Lo chia, lo chia. Even he that cannot keep nafsho, his soul alive, lo chia. Understood by some as referring to the poor despite their privations, which shook their faith and trust in Jah and in God, will join with the rich in his worship, in the true good, the true God's worship. Some say a better sense is obtained if this line is connected with the next verse. As for him that could not keep his soul alive, his seed shall serve him. They who die will leave children to carry on the service of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. Adonai Jah. Rastafari. So here we have this 30th verse, Zerah Ya'avadenu, Yesupara Ladonai, Lador, Zerah Ya'avadenu, Yesupara Ladonai, Lador. A seed shall serve him. A seed, Zerah, Yavadenu. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted. It shall be accounted, Yisupar, to the Lord, Ladonai, to Adonai, Ladonai. Yisupar, Ladonai, Lador, Lador, for a generation. For a daughter, for a generation. Yavou, 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 Yavou. They will come, Yavadein, Yavou, right? Yavou, with Yagidu, Yagidu, Vyagidu, Vyagidu, Yavou, Vyagidu, Yavou, Vyagidu. Tzidak atoa la'ama nolad, kia asa, ki asa. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, that he, even he who he be, has done this. It shall be told of Adonai, ye supar ladonai. It shall be told of Adonai to the next generation, ye supar ladonai lador, to the next generation, lador. Death will not mean the end of Jah's worship. One generation will receive it as a heritage, even a divine heritage from its predecessor. To a people that shall be born, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness. Yabou wi yagidu. Yabou wi yagidu. They shall come and declare Sidakato. Yabou. We yagidu si the kato le ama nolad ki asa, to a people that shall be born, that he have done this, the succeeding generation, that Jah protects the suffering and releases them from their down presses. Has happened with the psalmist, has happened with the righteous martyrs, and our ancestors, even iritical ancestors, spiritual ancestors. This will be the theme transmitted through the ages because of that declaration to the brothers of the name of Ha'av, Ha'av, the Father, 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 the Father.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart,
with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. 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 This man was born there. This man was born there.
Man was born there. Man was born there.
For his foundation is in all the mountains. Lord God loved the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rahab and Babylon unto them that know I hold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her, as well as the singer, and the players upon instruments shall be there. All my strength are this. Lord God, Jehoshaphat, highly Selassie is the first shall come, when he writeth of the people, that this man was born there. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I hear the I-90, the I-Lake Thunder. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We are in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the I-90, the I-Lake Thunder. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.